Coast Guard Captain Mike Rand, who heads the Board of Investigation, says that the board isn't any closer to figuring out what made the Alaska Ranger suddenly start taking on water the morning of March 23rd. But he says it's important to finish the report on the incident anyway, so that safety recommendations get into the hands of ship owners and captains sooner rather than later. In Boston this week, investigators heard testimony from two technicians who worked on the ship's propeller system, which Rand says is a key piece of the puzzle.
It had such an impact on this that we really need to understand it so we can make proper and appropriate recommendations.
The Alaska Ranger's propellers apparently lurched into reverse as the ship began taking on water, pulling the life rafts out of reach of the ship's crew, five of whom were killed. Rand says that a key recommendation in the panel's report will be that crews on ships with similar systems know how to shut them off in the event of an emergency. During hearings in Seattle in April, several crew members said that the ship's Japanese fishmaster, who was not part of the licensed crew, sometimes ran the boat, which, depending on the circumstances, may or may not have been illegal. Rand says the board will also look at some of those questions in the report.
It has certainly been brought up as an issue during the testimony, and I expect we're going to have to address it in the report. The report won't be complete if we don't address that issue. What the proper answer is, or what we're going to come up with, I can't tell you. We still need to do more analysis and continue to look at the different specifics or the issues involved.
Rand says the board will look at how well the Ranger was prepared for an emergency, although he won't elaborate on what his specific concerns are. He isn't willing to speculate on when the report will be finished either, but says they may begin work on it as early as next week. I'm Charles Homans.